Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Joining us now, our Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, Rick Bucher. His Insider Calls are brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
We're doing extremely well. The Bucks took a loss the other night against the Houston Rockets, and one of the things that has proven so... I guess to the Bucks, as far as detrimental, you know, turnovers and a team that can shoot hot from the outside, is that really the only Achilles heel when you talk about the Bucks in general? That just that shooting from the outside that kind of gets them, but other than that, they're a pretty good, pretty solid deep team.
Well, yeah, no, I think it's that. I think what was surprising with the Rockets is that a lot of what they got, you know, off of that perimeter shooting was because the Rockets were able to attack the rim so easily and get inside. And that's generally something that the Bucks defensively have done really well. And they didn't do well against Houston, which was somewhat alarming. The Rockets also are just tricky because they play so incredibly small. And if you're a team like Milwaukee that has size, and this is not with Milwaukee, this is with every NBA team, you see it all the time. You see a switch and you have a guard trying to check a center in the post, and it's immediately, no matter what the offense was planning on doing, it's suddenly, let's get the ball to the big man. He's got a little guy on him, and there's a mouse in the house. And what it does is, if teams don't normally play that way, or that bigger player is not necessarily a great post scorer, it kind of takes teams out of their offense. And so it can throw a wrinkle. And I think there were times where Milwaukee sort of got stuck in that. But to answer your question, after all that, yeah, there is. The Achilles heel is in, you know, one possession by possession games. What are the Bucks going to run, and specifically, how are they going to play through Giannis? And does Giannis have the game at this point to be that closer? And you know, they've sort of been a victim of their own success, in that if you look at the number of 3-point games they've been in, they've played the far fewest of any team that's, you know, clearly in the playoff picture. And I think that has been, a detriment for the Bucks, because they haven't had to play that possession by possession. They haven't had a whole lot of practice at it. And Giannis's game still, in my opinion, is not where it needs to be for that to happen. He's clearly working at it. He's clearly gotten better. But if you ask me, like, what's more important, that Giannis have a game at the mid post, or anywhere in the mid range, or a 3-point shot, I would say a solid mid range game, and then be able to make plays off of that, would be far, far more valuable to the Bucks. I don't care if he makes threes. I don't really. You've got enough 3-point shooters. That's not even where I want him. That's not where he's most dangerous. And he's just not there yet. Based on his work ethic, I have no doubt that he's going to get there. But that's the one thing that I would say still leaves the Bucks vulnerable as much as anything else.
Is there anybody in the East ready to knock that team off? And I'm not, because they lost 4 out of 5, I think, down the stretch before COVID, or 3 out of 4, I know, but yeah. 4 out of 5 down the stretch, and then obviously losing to Houston the other night, where there might be something that during that stretch, something might have been exposed that maybe a team even in the East, like the 76ers, who can match up big against them. Is there a team in yeah. the East that's really kind of ready to knock them off?
Yeah, well, I believe that people are really overlooking the Toronto Raptors because they don't have Kawhi Leonard. OG Anunoby was not a factor, was not involved because of an appendix issue last year. He is he's sort of a mini Pascal Siakam in terms of his size and his ability to defend and knock down shots. And so I look at the Raptors' experience. I look at Nick Nurse as the head coach and his ability to utilize those pieces. And while I believe the Bucks are supremely motivated to get a championship, I don't know that there's anybody more motivated than the Raptors and the team that they have. They have a lot of prideful guys who have heard all the talk about how they're just, you know, Kawhi Leonard's gone, so, you know, they're no longer a championship contender. I think Fred VanVleet and Kyle Lowry and Pascal and all those guys, I think they take that personally. And the way they've played, I will say this, to this point, I haven't seen a more confident team in the bubble than the Toronto Raptors. So I think they're far more dangerous than people give them credit for. And if there's a threat to the Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference, for me, it's the Raptors.
Talking with Rick Bucher, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. So moving forward, let's just say the Bucks do make it to the finals and that they're able to kind of figure this out. The Clippers and the yep. Lakers, those two teams are the two that everybody's talking about. Does it seem like one is more equipped than the other between those two right now to get to the Western Conference and win the Western Conference?
Yeah, I'm big on the depth and the versatility. It's one of the reasons why I do like the Bucks and I like the Raptors. I believe any team that has to rely, and I don't for all their success, I'm still not a believer in the Rockets. I may pay dearly for that, but I look at the Lakers and their dependence on LeBron and AD as opposed to the Clippers, who just have one younger stars and far more versatility with their roster. I believe over the long haul, playing this many games in such a short window with the 4 months off and people trying to get, you know, in shape and play at the same time, I think the depth of your roster and your ability to be able to function not leaning on any one or two players is big. And so I like the Clippers more than I like the Lakers. And to be honest, Anthony Davis is a supremely talented player, but he's only been, when he was in New Orleans, he went to the playoffs twice in 7 years and got out of the first round once. To the idea that he has the grit and the understanding to lead or be one of the co-leaders of a team that wins a championship, that's a bridge too far for me. And so everything falls back on LeBron to be one of the two best defenders on that team, to be their closer. And I'm just not in primary playmaker. And at 35, I'm not convinced that he has that much left in order to be able to get that done against some of the teams that he's going to have to go through.
Chris Middleton came out of the COVID pandemic more fit. He wanted to lean out a little bit, has yeah. looked really, really good. Now they're getting Bledsoe back. So, you know, I don't know what to expect from Bledsoe. I mean, Bledsoe has had he's got a lot of eyes on him right now, because in big moments in the postseason yep. is when he's kind of gone away. Do you give him yep. a pass if he kind of falters a little bit because he had to go into the protocol because of COVID? Or, I mean, how are you viewing both him and Middleton right now?
Well, Middleton, I'm glad you brought Middleton up, because like we've heard of a lot of guys, Zion, Joel Embiid. We got a lot of Instagram posts about, you know, how they were working out and they were fit. And I'm like, you know what? I don't need a photo. I don't need to see muscles. I need video of you conditioning. And the fact that Middleton leaned out tells to me that he was doing aerobic cardio work. And to me, that is the big difference in being able to come back under these circumstances. I don't care if you look good in a tank top or like at the beach. Like, how well are you running? That's what I need to know. And Middleton looks really sharp in that regard. Yeah, look, with Bledsoe, is he the go-to guy on a championship team? I'll throw that to you, Bill. If I said, you know what, Giannis isn't quite ready, we're going to give the ball to Bledsoe in big spots, and we're confident that he can take advantage of – we're not going to do it, you know, across the board, blank statement, but when we see a matchup we like, we're confident that Bledsoe is going to take advantage of that every time. Are you?
No, I agree with you. I think he's got to continue to earn that. I think while he's done it in the regular season, in postseason has been the biggest question mark, and that's the blemish on his otherwise pretty solid career.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing is when you go from the regular season to the playoffs, first of all, you're playing against teams that don't have that, generally don't have a weak matchup. You know, they're not going to put guys on the floor that you can exploit. And they're in the playoffs for a reason, because they've got a solid five that they can put out there. And so it becomes harder for a guy like – it becomes harder to find a matchup that Bledsoe can exploit. The second part is teams are going to – they're going to watch tape, and they're going to look at every circumstance, and they're going to know exactly what – how to make you uncomfortable and put you in a place where you don't execute as well as you would during the regular season. And again, this is where, like, all these games where the Bucks just dominated, their depth allowed them to roll over teams and win by, you know, double digits in a lot of cases, or build these double digit leads that then they could kind of play around a little bit. And you, I mean, I'm sure you've seen it all year long. Like, the one thing that always made me nervous with Milwaukee is you'd see them get up on teams and they'd be up by like 22, and the next thing you'd look and you go, wait a minute, it's a tie game. What the hell happened? Like, they couldn't sustain it, and it's hard. The nature of the game now makes it hard. But when you haven't had to play that, we're playing possession by possession. There's a mental toughness and an execution factor that comes with that that they just haven't had to develop. As I said, they're almost a victim of their own success as a result. I can't tell you, like, I'm not going to purposely play close games just to get that experience, but nonetheless, they don't have a lot of that experience. And by and large, once you get to the playoffs, there are a lot of games that are decided that way.
You're absolutely right, Rick. It's going to be interesting down the stretch, and once we get to the postseason, we'll kind of rely on you again. Certainly appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes, my friend. Okay.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Rick, there you go. Rick Bucher. That was Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Rick Bucher. And Insider Calls are brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil, giving us the lowdown and his thoughts outside looking in on the Milwaukee Bucks. Good to hear him talk a lot about Middleton in the positive light, the way Middleton was getting love the other night. And who knows what to expect once you get Bledsoe back. And he's got a very legitimate point when you talk about the crucial factor, but it's one of those things that I think that eventually you're going to have to, if you're Eric Bledsoe, you're going to have to kind of earn and continue to build upon and just build that confidence too. That's the other thing for him. I think he's just going to have to build that confidence once you get to that postseason and have it take place not only in the first round, but in round and round and round after that. Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIOD, go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.